morning and a warm welcome to you all to our service, whether you're here with us, watching online or joining us later on social media. We're all equally welcome as we come to worship God together. After the service, as always, we'll be serving teas and coffees through in the church hall, and if you're able to stay, you'll be very welcome to do so and join us there. Wednesday, we have our prayer time at 1 o'clock, when we pray for the future of the church. And I would also mention in that context that this coming Wednesday evening is going to be the first meeting of the project group that is going to manage the transition from here to Lambride. So that's something you could remember this Wednesday. Thursday, step-by-step meets morning and afternoon as usual. And then on Friday, TOFM are meeting for coffee at 10 o'clock in the Lambride Community Centre. And I gather the big attraction there is that there are cheese scones available. I was told to mention that. Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, there's a quiz in the Lambride Community Centre, and we'll have full details of that in the newsletter that goes out tomorrow. Next Sunday is our Connect service. So Connect starts from 10 o'clock, we're in the hall, and then in the church here at 11 o'clock, as always, there's the short reflective service as part of the whole Connect package. And the theme next week is going to be based around the story of the parable of the bags of gold from Matthew 25. We have details now of the funerals of Hector Duguid and Anita Milne. Hector's funeral is on Tuesday at 10:30 in Murray Crematorium, and Anita's Thursday at 1:30 here in the church. And just in this last week, we learned that a member and former elder, Rob Craven, had passed away, and his funeral is in Meadowhillock Funeral Chapel at Burghead on Friday. We'll put all these details in the newsletter on tomorrow. And finally, can I welcome back Murray Campbell, who is conducting our service this morning. He was, in his working life, he was superintendent of the Siemens Mission for Scotland. He didn't really give up work when he retired, because since then he has been seafarer's chaplain for the Murray Firth Coast. And we're very pleased to have you back with us, Murray, and we look forward to you leading worship for us. Thank you.
Good morning. It's so good to be back, and I was looking for Evelyn, but I see her there. She's there in her usual place. That's where you was the last time I was here. And we had a choir, but COVID has done a lot of damage, hasn't it? It's good to be back, and thank you for the warm welcome from your session clerk. Today's service, a wee bit different from usual. I'm thinking about Robbie Burns today, and I'm sure you've all had your haggis, your neeps and tatties this past week. I've had three times. You cannot beat it, you cannot beat it. So all the hymns today are to Scottish tunes. You'll recognise them as we stand to sing them. First of all, let me start the service by turning to Psalm 15. Hear the word of God. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He who walks is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. For he who does these things will never be shaken. Let us worship God. Let us sing to his glory and his praise. Hymn 63, All People That on Earth Do Dwell, sung to the old 100th.
Thank you.
as I mentioned, Robbie Burns earlier. It's so good for me to be here today, and you've got a lossy turnout today. You've got my cousin playing the organ this morning, so it's a lossy gig this morning for us. You know, when I was younger, I had to learn again about this and that. Because the first time round, I didn't. When attending higher English night classes and many others on my journey through life, I started to like and then love the English language. Books and poems to learn among the many other bits and pieces, such as learning how to write a sentence. I thought, as a young man, what's the good of all this learning? How could I be so wrong? In the last 3 years, I've conducted over 100 funerals. That's when I was locum and also when I was doing my duty as a seafarer's chaplain. I've used so many poems in these services, in happy times at weddings and not so happy times at funerals. Poems that bring something to every occasion. And this week we may be hearing poems from our Scottish bard, Robbie Burns. Poems that he wrote with passion and poems that he wrote from the heart. Some poems that were turned into songs and music that we've come to love. In the Bible, there are many poems by King David, the psalmist, that we use. Poems that speak to the heart and poems and in the Psalms turned into poems that we can sing. What's a poem? A poem is a piece of writing which the words are chosen for their beauty and sound carefully arranged, often in short lines which rhyme. Robbie Burns was a very talented chap, a chap who went off the rails at times. But in his short life, he gave Scotland and he gave the world poems and songs that will live for aye, live forever, because of the truth and the wisdom of the words that he wrote. Yes, as we would say in Lossie, he was a lummer, but he will be remembered for his lyrics and his life. And he will be remembered for the good that he did for the Scottish language. So as we've enjoyed this past week our haggis, neeps and tatties, let us remember the good works of Robbie Burns and also the many, many wonderful poems of King David. Let's sing again hymn 600, Spirit of God and Seen as a Wind, sung to the Sky Boat Song.
Thank you.
shall we quieten our whole being and come before the throne of grace and prayer. Let us unite our hearts in prayer. Let us all pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you who are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we want this morning to offer more than just well-intentioned routine, more than hymns and prayers, words and music, preaching and teaching. We want to offer worship, praise, adoration, bubbling up from within, welling up, spilling over, expressing our love and our gratitude, and offering our lives back to you in joyful response. Will you come among us now through your Spirit and reveal your glory, fill and thrill us afresh with your grace, and help us to bless your name as you have blessed us in so much. Lord Jesus Christ, remind us through this day that you are indeed the King, but not of this world, that you rule, but not through force, that you invite our respect, but do not demand it, that you are Lord of Lords, but servant of all. Give us a deeper understanding of your kingdom and a firmer grasp of your will. Teach us the way of humility and the path of love, so that we may honor you now in worship and each day in service. Father God, hear our prayers, for they come from our hearts, and we ask them through the loving and the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who taught us to say together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And now our readings from the Holy Scripture. First of all, from Psalm 19, verses 7 to 14. And Meg is going to come and read this to us. First of all, from Psalm 19, 7 to 14, and Luke 18, 9 to 17. Thank you, Meg.
Psalm 19, at verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And then from Luke chapter 18 at verse 9. To some who were confident in their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other one a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Amen, and thanks be to God for these readings.
Thank you, Meg. That was lovely. And we sing again, hymn 540, I heard the voice of Jesus say, and the tune is Round 3. Shall we come before God again in prayer? Let's pray. Father, as we open the word of Scripture to you, breathe that word to us. Speak to preacher and hearer alike, that we may learn from your word. As the reading from the psalmist said, Bless the words of my lips and the meditation of our hearts. Be acceptable to you, our rock, our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 13. God have mercy on me, a sinner. On a stormy night on the 25th of January, 1759, a few years ago, an ordinary baby grew up to be one of the greatest poets of this land and worldwide, Robbie Burns. Life, you can imagine, was hard. Poor farming people, working long hours, and in those days, no days off. Children had to work hard in those days from the age of 8 or 9. And Robbie Burns was the eldest of 7. And bear in mind, there was no child line in those days. Robbie's dad wanted Robbie to have a better life. He wanted a better life for his family. He wanted them to be educated and not being rich by any means. Robbie's dad got other dads to pay for a teacher. Reading and writing. And Robbie read every book he could. Every book he could get his hands on. Bear in mind, in those days, there's no libraries, there's no bookshops. The Bible was the only book that was in people's homes. At the age of 14, Robbie and his brother Gilbert were sent away to school in Dalrymple. There, they learned English and arithmetic, Latin and French. Robbie would read and write every spare moment of his time. You see, Robbie found that he didn't need a pen or ink. His ideas came when he was supposed to be doing other things. And he was inspired. Remember that day when he was out plowing? He plowed through a mouse's home to a mouse. Oh, we cool and timorous beastie. Oh, what a panic in thy breastie. Yeah, he loved to read. And when he was thinking about reading and thinking about schooling and thinking about other things, that's when he plowed through the house. He wasn't paying attention. But you see, writing for Robbie didn't pay the bills. And like other artists, he had to find proper work, get a real job. And of course, we know that Robbie Burns was a man of many talents. Farmer, flax dresser, excise man. And indeed, all the time he was writing his poems and his songs, some of which we know as Auld Lang Syne and My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose. Years working the land. And of course, his lifestyle took its toll. Yes, his lifestyle took its toll, and he became very poorly. And when he was only 37, the day of his funeral, his wife gave birth to their 9th child. Robbie Burns will never be forgotten in this land or worldwide. On the 25th of January, people all over the world remembered Robbie with their haggis, their neeps and tatties, and maybe the weekend before, maybe the weekend after. But this week is for Robbie Burns. And then here in this passage that we read together, we find Jesus teaching and preaching to the people. How does he preach? Not with highfalutin, grandiose, over-the-head sermons, but with very much down-to-earth language. Jesus uses parables. Parables? What's a parable? Earthly stories with heavenly meanings. And he's talking here about someone who's so good. He's speaking about here someone who's so holy, someone who's so righteous. And that's them speaking about themselves. Look at the story of the Pharisee. Pharisee's a holy person. A man who is supposed to be the leader in the kirk. And yet, this one in particular was just a sheer hypocrite. Just listen to his speech. Oh God, I thank you, I'm not like these others, these robbers, these evildoers, these adulterers, or even like this tax collector. Lord, I fast twice a week. Lord, I give 10th of my earnings to the kirk. Robbie Barnes, who was so often chastised by the kirk, and rightly so at times, and rightly so, wrote some remarkable works when he saw what was going on. He wrote about the truth, the wisdom, and he wrote sheer common sense. Look at the works of Holy Willie. He was a man who was so self-opinionated, so self-righteous, so holy, and yet how could he get it so wrong? Lord, thank goodness I'm near like them. But look at me, I'm so good, I'm so holy. And I pray for these unholy people. Lord, bless me. These were the words from a man of the church. And you could see that it just infuriated Robbie Burns. These were the people who were questioning the folk outside the church. Yes, you can see why people give us droll looks at times. The tax collector stood at a distance. What do you say? Remember, he couldn't look up. God, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. When we look at the three crosses at Calvary, on Calvary's Hill, the three crosses, we see and we hear the loudmouth shouting obscenities at our Lord. You, a savior? You cannot even save yourself. And then we see the criminal on the other side of our Lord. Jesus, will you remember me when you come into your kingdom? I wonder if we're getting the message this morning, getting the point. Let's get back to the story in Dr. Luke's account. We read that Jesus says, those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So where do we stand today, you and I? Which side of the story do we equate ourselves with? Are we so pious that we don't see our own faults? We don't see the plank in our own eye, but we can see the speck in others. I just pray that we can stand with the tax collector and stand with the man on the cross. Because if we're standing alongside them, we're standing alongside our Lord. Robbie Burns wrote, oh, what the power and gift I give us to see ourselves as others see us. And I'm ever mindful of that passage of Scripture where we are reminded that by our fruits we are known. By the way we are in the street, in the shop, in the workplace, in the kirk, even in our own homes, how we live our lives. By your fruits you shall be known. And I love to quote these words by Robbie. Then let us pray that come it may, and come it may for a' that sense and worth our a' the earth shall bear the gree and a' that. For a' that, it's coming yet for a' that. That man to man the world over, let brothers be for a' that. What a wonderful sermon that is for Robbie Burns. Wonderful words, wonderful poetry, poetry with a message. And so good to get back to basics, to read and to hear and to see the truth from the Bible shining through these words. And in this instance, from our bard and the most loved poet, Robbie Burns. And as we hear these words from Robbie, may we in turn to Dr. Luke and his words that we read in chapter 18 and verse 13. God, have mercy on me, a sinner, from the tax collector. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. My friends, may we hear the word of God this morning and apply it to our lives and apply it to our living. Let us pray. Gracious God, teach us to recognize that neither religion nor worship are an end to themselves, but that each rather is designed to lead us closer to you, and to help us work more effectively for your kingdom, here on earth. Save us from becoming too heavenly minded as to be to be of any earthly use, from being wrapped up in our own salvation that we neglect our responsibilities to others, or from focusing on the letter of the law rather than the spirit, reducing faith to rules and regulations rather than an affair of the heart, to outward show rather than inner experience. Lord, come now. Come now and kindle true faith within us, for we ask it through your name, your precious name, and for your sake. Amen. Amen. I now invite Nick to come and pray for us. Prayer of intercession. We know out there people are standing very much in need of prayer. And there's people in this kirk as well, for we're all standing very much in need of prayer. So thank you, Nick, as you lead us in prayer.
We turn now to pray for the world in which we live, the state of which is sometimes in despair. We pray especially for all who suffer pain, both physical and mental, for whatever reason. Those who bear fear, grief, and anguish, often through the actions of others. We think of those whose homes, families, and communities have been devastated by war, terrorism, gang violence, and natural or global warming-induced disasters. Be with the many who, as a result, roam the earth as refugees with nowhere to go and call home, and often finding themselves rejected by those more fortunate. Even in our own country, there are many in despair through loneliness, abusive relationships, homelessness, addiction, poverty, and worry over how they're going to both feed their families and keep them warm. In the midst of all this despair, we cry out for hope. Remind us that we do not suffer alone, and that you in your love chose not to remain aloof in heaven, but to be with us and share intimately in our pain. Help us to really know and experience the prophetic words spoken by Isaiah at you. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. We pray for all leaders throughout the world. May they govern with integrity, humility, honesty, and a desire to serve others rather than for their own selfish ambitions and sometimes outright corruption. We live in a world where truth is often at a premium and often manipulated by our leaders to gain power, criminals to defraud others, or the media in an attempt to sell more patients, gain more viewers, or online hits. We think especially of the internet and thank you for the amazing things it's brought to our lives and enabled us to do. Yet at the same time, it is used by some to distort the truth, deliberately deceive, or as a weapon to bully and humiliate others. In this world where truth seems to be so relative and at a premium, remind us that you are the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. As we look to our own country, we see a nation that has lost its way spiritually, having been enticed away by pleasures and the desire for wealth and material goods, the possession of which often proves only illusory in our quest for happiness. Yet at the same time, we, your church throughout the land, have in the eyes of many become irrelevant and impotent to effect real change. We pray that you would fill each one of us so full of your love that we cannot help but tell others of you and lives that exude your presence. Forgive us when we allow fear to become silence and give each one of us courage and the words on our lips to share what you really mean to each one of us. We pray in the words of Graham Kendrick, "Restore, O Lord, the honour of your name. In works of sovereign power, come shake the earth again. That men may see and come with reverent fear to the living God, whose kingdom shall outlast the years." We pray especially for the Church of Scotland at this time of restructuring. Be with all who are tasked with decision-making as to what this will finally look like, and each one of us who may well struggle with the changes that impact us personally. With regard to our own situation, where the final form of our future is not yet fully settled, we pray that those in Edinburgh whose responsibility it is to make those decisions will listen only to you. We ask that we may walk into a future that may not always be easy, knowing that we are following you and that you are sustaining us. With regard to where our church family will be located, we pray that you would be with and give wisdom to the project group liaising with the committee of the community centre to explore ways of working together. Lord, we want to follow only you. Help us move forward together as a body of believers, closely to you and to each other on this journey. Give us the resources we need, both financial and the personnel, to make this change become a reality. Be with us as we move into the village so that we may truly serve you and our community and be a living, loving, life-giving body of believers. Amen.
Thank you, Nick. That was lovely. We sing hymn 533, Will You Come and Follow Me, and the tune is Kelvin Grove. And after that, we have the benediction. And then after the benediction, remain standing as we sing, May the Peace of God Go With You, to the tune A Fond Kiss. And that's hymn 786. But first of all, hymn 533, Will You Come and Follow Me, tune Kelvin Grove. Father, as we prepare to leave this place of worship, we give thanks for the blessing that you give us each and every day. And we put on the table our gifts that you would ask, that we would ask you to bless them, bless those who have given. And as we go now, knowing that God goes with you, go to find God in surprising places at surprising times. Go to journey together with God's people and to discover the plans that God has for you and for this world. And the blessing of our ever-present God, the ever-living Son, and the ever-active Holy Spirit, send upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.